Thank you. Welcome to the Planning Authority meeting for the month of November. Welcome to senior staff and members of the public gallery. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Palawapakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as traditional owners and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. We acknowledge the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item two is attendance, and we have listed the councillors who are in attendance. Item three is apologies, there are no apologies. Item four is public question time and deputations. There is none. Item five is declaration of interest. Anyone like to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening? Councillor Owen?
Yes, Mayor, in relation to 6.1 planning scheme amendment for the Old Beach Future Urban Zone, I will have to leave the room for that.
And thank you.
I'd just like to make a statement that I'm very, very disappointed in the standard of that report under which that item has been brought to us. Not the report by the officers, but the ERA report. And there'll be more words said about that in the public exhibition period.
Noted. Thank you. Anyone? Councillor Geard?
DA 202300081. Cool interest in that. I've got nothing technically against the five wood place. Just a couple of other minor points.
So, item 6.2 then? Yep.
Mr. Mayor, also Councilor. Item 6.2. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other declarations of interest?
Just if I may, Mr. Mayor, I think item 6.2 is an interesting one for us, and I feel we're all kind of conflicted on that one, given one of our own is the applicant. Has there been any thought in how we might manage conflicts of interest of this nature, similarly with our own development applications as council? Is there avenues through the Act that allow us to have someone else review these sorts of decisions?
You certainly can. I mean, if you look at Hobart City Council, in regards to the Mount Wellington cable car, they referred it to an external body to look at that particular application. Also, we have some legislation or some discussion at the moment in regards to a panel where it can be referred to possibly in the future, but obviously that's currently under negotiation and discussion with the government itself. David, anything to add?
No, I don't. I'm not aware of any other process other than engaging an external consultant to review it. But I think ultimately the decision still has to be made by council.
Sure. And I suppose I'll make the point that once we're elected, we obviously take on the role under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act and act accordingly. So I think that probably gives us enough guidance in regards to how to deal with those particular matters.
Certainly not one that I'm going to declare an interest in, but thought it was interesting to consider.
Yep.
Thank you.
No, noted. Item six is council acting as a planning authority. In accordance with the provisions of Part 2, Regulation 25 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, it is the intention of council to act as a planning authority pursuant to the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, and that is to be noted. Item 6.1, just note Councillor Owen has left the room. Item 6.1 is a planning scheme amendment for the Old Beach Future Urban Zone. Hand over to David.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is obviously the implementation of the Old Beach Zoning Review, and that their recommendations that were endorsed by council. So the application is a planning scheme amendment to rezone various properties from rural living zone to future urban zone and to remove the urban rural interface SAP over those properties as well. Through the review, we've heard from the ERA report that the policy settings are right for high densities as this lands in the urban growth boundary, and that's, justified through the report and throughout the council, Brian's report as well. The future urban zone that we're putting over this, as recommended, is the first step. It's effectively a holding zone until council or private developers or a joint partnership seek to rezone a portion of that land to general residential as the first step, subject to upgrades of the East Derwent Highway. I will just note that we did have a community session here a couple of months ago now, after the council recommended to endorse this, just to explain the next steps of the community. So it's about 20 or 30 people here for that. And I guess we will continue to try and engage with the community as we go through this process. But they certainly appreciated getting the update and understanding what the next steps might be. So the recommendation is to initiate and exhibit the amendment. As you're aware, once it goes out to exhibit, representations are submitted and another report comes back to council. And then obviously anyone that submits a representation has an opportunity to attend the hearings with the Tasmanian Planning Commission as well.
Thanks, David. Councillors, any questions of David in regards to item 6.1? No issues or concerns?
Councillor Whelan. Sorry, through you, Mr. Chairman. The advertising period leading up to Christmas, Dave?
We've got... This will go on advertising... What day is it today? It'll go on this weekend. We've got 28 days. I think that we're probably clear enough from Christmas to for people to not be too worried about it.
Thank you.
Councillors, any further questions? If not, we have a recommendation that we initiate this planning scheme amendment. Some moved by Councillor Irons, second by Councillor Geard. Is there any debate? Anyone like to speak for or against the motion? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. We can grab Councillor Owen. We've got a workshop after.
Have we? No, I won't be then.
Okay.
We need to put that on the agenda so it's still on. See, I didn't see the last email. So it needs to go on the agenda so you're aware of it. So it's no good sending one 3 or 4 weeks earlier.
Councillors, item 6.2 is the development application, DA 2023-00081, a firewood depot at 252 Elderslie Road in Brighton. Hand over to David for an explanation.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is an application for a firewood depot, and it's in an existing operational quarry. The firewood depot will effectively have logs delivered to the site, and there they will be cut and then sent out in smaller trucks for delivery. Just need to note that there is an error in the report around the traffic movements. There was one of the documents was actually superseded and the wrong information's gone in there. So the traffic movements for log trucks are only 1 to 2 loads per week, not per day. And the deliveries done by a small truck is 5 loads per day, and I think it says 18 in there as well. So the application is supported by an environmental management plan, which effectively forms the whole application. That EMP addresses the majority of the concerns raised by the representatives in relation to noise, waste and stormwater, and that's been reviewed by our environmental health officer as well. There's concerns around bushfire. This application isn't triggered under the bushfire code, so there is no work for us to do under planning for bushfire in this. And in regards to the access way and the representations raised, there's conditions in there to bring basically the existing access up to contemporary standards and the access off Elderslie Road as well. And the application is recommended for approval.
Thanks, David. Councillors, you have the floor. Any questions of David in regards to this item?
I've got a question. Dot point 6 in the approval or the recommendation, the vehicular access must be constructed, upgraded for the entire length. To what standard are you talking about? It says durable all weather pavement, so is that necessary?
Item C sort of covers that as well in regards to gravel.
Yeah, I'll try and answer and Lee, feel free to jump in here. So basically, well, this is a pretty standard condition we put on most applications when there's a use intensified that says that an access needs to be brought up to whatever standards required. In this case, it's a gravel standard, which is what a durable all-weather pavement is. It might be the case that the majority of the access is already up to standard, but there will need to be things like passing bays. So basically, you know, they'll have to have a look at it, and our engineers will have it inspected and work out what needs to be upgraded and what doesn't. Is that fairly anything to add?
Yeah, so the access is predominantly up to the required minimum standard. So it has a gravel pavement on it, which has been in place for some time. So it does have an actual pavement. It's well worn, so it you know, at first glance it doesn't necessarily look that flush, but it has a suitable gravel pavement to cater for the type of vehicles that'll be using it. Predominantly the only, as David mentioned, the only thing that is lacking is passing opportunity along there. But also, given that it's there's no public access proposed as part of the business, you know, it's probable that we would be looking at maybe a single passing bay in the vicinity of the road frontage, so that it just eliminated any possibility of queuing or any vehicles having to stop on Elderslie Road itself.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Just as a comment, I was a little bit disappointed about the collaborative opposition that you recommended to the people that were sort of speaking against it.
I think that as with the with anything, I mean, if someone has a concern, they certainly have a right to put in an objection.
I understand.
It may be from three family members, but they certainly have the right as individuals to put in objections to any development application lodged. Councillor?
Yes, for you.
Karen?
With the being a gravel road, and I noticed one of the people spoke against or put in a submission was that the dust will create an issue for their business, basically. So is there any thought given to that being a gravel road?
There is no requirement under the planning scheme for the vehicular access in an agricultural area to be sealed, to be surfaced. So the conditions, from memory, there's a condition requiring it to be maintained so that it doesn't create a nuisance. So that will be something that could be managed by use of water cart or what have you. It's also worth noting that the whilst it's a new use for the site, it's unlikely that the traffic generation will increase above and beyond what the quarry used to operate at. So given that it's in an agricultural zone, and there's no requirement to seal it under the planning scheme, we've simply put a condition on that it has to be managed so that it doesn't create a nuisance.
Any further questions? If not, we have a recommendation for approval on page 32, subject to conditions. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, second by Councillor Rowan. Is there any, does someone like to speak for or against the motion?
I'm happy to speak to that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor.
I think with this one it's pretty clear cut. There are a number of objectors, but their objections have been duly responded to. We have no choice under the planning scheme but to approve this application. It is a complying application and I'm pleased to move it.
Thank you. Anything from anyone else in regards to this item? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Thank you. That concludes the Planning Authority meeting for the month of November. Thank you very much.